Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. May I please say your zip code to locate your account?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
May I have your zip code, please?
It's 45743.
Sorry, can you repeat that, ma'am?
Pardon?
Can you repeat that? 45?
7. 45743.
Yes, ma'am. Can you give me just a moment, please?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So you said 45743?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have that first and last name that's on that account?
Okay. Mary Hill, the last name spelled H-I-L-L.
Excuse me.
Mary.
I did locate an account with the last name Hill, but it's not Mary. I have a John. Is that your husband?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said.
I locate that account, and I see a last name, Hill, but I see John Hill.
Okay, it's probably in his name because he has an account with you all or with this business. What I'm wondering is I've got a charge on that card for $59 and something, and I was wondering what it's for.
Okay, ma'am. I'll be more than glad to assist you with that today. So I see that you placed, well, from the start, give me just one. For security purpose, may you please verify your shipping address?
46977 State Route 248, Long Bottom, Ohio.
Yes, ma'am. So I see you ordered the Smart Health Watch that helps you, like, with your blood pressure, cholesterol, your resting, your exercise, tell you how many steps you took in a day. So, I see when you first ordered this product, it was on the 10th of January of 2021. You remember placing the order for $6.95, ma'am?
Yeah, I remember that one, yes.
Okay, so when you placed the order for the $6.95 meal, you was on a 14-day trial. If you didn't call and cancel out within your 14 days, they charge you the full price of that great watch of $59.95, ma'am.
Well, I didn't see anything saying that, and I didn't know anything about that. Pardon?
I was listening. I made a mistaken cough while you was talking, and I said, excuse me.
Yes. I said, I don't remember seeing anything like that when I ordered that watch. It was $6.95, and it was a gift from some other order that I had.
You know, you probably did a survey that was saying that it was a gift, ma'am, but like I was trying to explain, you was on a 14-day trial. Even for you to order that product, ma'am, you had to agree to the terms and conditions, and it was in a lot of paragraphs. You probably seen the paragraph and just then took time to read it on that website.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. But this will be a one-time-only charge of the Great Watch, ma'am. After that charge, you will not receive any more future charges coming out to our account. Did you get the watch yet? Have you received it?
I have got it, and we cannot understand what to do with it. We don't have Bluetooth and all that stuff, so, I mean, I can't even use the thing.
Okay, so on your cell phone, ma'am, that's when you go go to in your settings, and you will find Bluetooth, and you will turn your Bluetooth button on. And once you find the Bluetooth in your settings and you turn it on,
we can't even understand how to get the watch on.
Okay, ma'am. Well, when you first received the watch, did you charge it up, ma'am? Because you have to charge that watch up for at least 4.5 hours. Did you charge it up?
Yes.
So it didn't come on once you charged it up, ma'am?
That's right.
How long did you leave it on charge?
Oh, it was about 5 hours.
Okay. Give me just a moment. And did you put the prongs inside the UBS charger correctly, ma'am? Because if you don't put the prongs in there, then it won't let it charge.
I don't really know. I don't know anything about this watch. And I don't want to pay that $59 and something because of 14 days.
Yes, ma'am. So I do understand. So what I can do for you today, ma'am, I can give you a discount on that watch, and I can refund you some money back. Give me just a moment. What I can do for you today, ma'am, is I can give you 35% off that watch, and I can refund you $20.98.
Less than $3 and something?
Yes, ma'am. Or I'll do all courtesy for you today, ma'am. What I can do is give you 50% off that watch and refund you $29.98. And you can keep that watch, ma'am. And like I was trying to explain, hopefully if you can ask like your daughter or someone, they can help you with that watch. Because are you familiar with YouTube, ma'am?
Well, we look up YouTube on the television.
So you have a smart TV where you can go on YouTube at, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So when you go on your smart TV, you go on YouTube, you just type in smart health watch, and you just watch the videos, and it'll show you how to do it. Actually, I have access to my phone, but I'm not allowed to use my phone on the floor. I wish I was able to help to go on YouTube to help you with that today, ma'am.
Okay, but you can refund me, what, $29 on this charge?
Yes, ma'am, and I can let you keep that watch, ma'am. Because I promise once you get the watch turned on, you will enjoy the watch. It is a great watch.
Okay.
Actually, I had ordered one for my granny.
Okay, that charge of $59, is that what that's for?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to refund you. Today, I'm going to refund you $29. Give me just a second.
Okay.
But today I'm going to refund you $29.99 back from that watch. That $29.99, ma'am, will take up to 3 to 5 business days to be back in your account.
Okay.
Okay, give me just a moment. And like I said, ma'am, it's a one-time only charge, so you don't have to worry about any future payments coming out your account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So besides that, is there anything else I can do for you today?
I don't think so, and thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling Customer Service Support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
You're welcome.